After the rain, you can see them?
The beets come out of the ground. These reeds is like a hen laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they be bad when it's wet weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is
that the kind you fish with? The
bait? Yeah.
And I can't put them on my hook.
Sitting
up there like a queen. Other folks just catching fish now, sitting up on that little cement up with me a chick. I looked down at Joseph, I'm just catching the fish. I wasn't catching none, because I was scared of the snake gonna come up behind me, you know, in that little cement place there. And I said, you know what he hollers like? If you get out off of that block sitting up there like a queen, maybe you'll catch some fish.
Right.
I said, if a snake come up behind me, I'd walk, be Peter walking that wall. I let him catch the fish because I was scared. Too scary, I reckon. I can't bait my hook and I can't take the fish off. So the best thing we do is let the fishing alone.
Do they ever fish with those little fish for
bait? You see little fish. You take a little baby fish, put them on a hook, that's to catch the big fish with.
What do you call those little ones?
Minnow.
Minnow,
just like them sardines we get. And the little of that now. Little ones to catch the big fish with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go out and catch them first.
Catch them first, the minnow.
Yeah, he's a fisherman. Fisherman. I ain't no fisherman.
Me and my buddy called Johnny Clark, before he died, yeah, before that, me and him fished every day. Didn't miss a day where we didn't go fishing, about an hour, 2 hours, a half a day, all day one. Yeah. That's right. He didn't have no car and I didn't need it. We'd get somebody cast, come back and pick us up.
If I could fish that in here and fish out there, well, I know ain't no snake gonna come.
Hey, what about part of the pond where we fished at? It was a cane snake all the way around that pond. And he killed every mussel come out of that pond. I got two cane snakes out there to the house. Joseph, my wife killed one, Gang killed one, and RB killed one.
Well, your cane snake?
My cane snake.
Well, I don't know a cane snake.
A cane snake.
A little green one looked like a rattlesnake.
A cane snake, check it, it's like that piece down on that thing. He's white and black. He's spotted, you can tell him from any other snake. Yeah, that's right. And he killed every snake he sees. The man down here on the river said he had a pretty good sized cane snake. He caught 9 rattlesnakes, pulled them off on the rock down on the
river. Cane snake did?
Yeah, killed every one of them. Killed every one of them rattlesnakes. But when he come out, he died because all them rattlesnakes beat him. Yeah, that much poison killed him. That's right.
God must have made
him
the master of the snake.
He did, they the master of the snake.
I know we was over there cleaning up that playground. You know, the folks come from Charlotte down there and was helping us clean up over there. A bunch of white folks, boys and girls, helping us clean up the playground. And here come a snake, somebody, there's a snake, and come me, you know. That's how that boy went there and said, ain't that what a cane snake picked the snake up?
That's right.
Instead of him killing the snake, he went and throwed him back out. I said, Lord, you stay out here.
Jasper, your son Nelson will tell you the same thing. When he dug the sewer line, he had about, I did at my house. The boy come down, somebody said, let him go in there. I took that snake and threw him on back up down in the yard. So he did.
I sure didn't take nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, then, another snake will come around your place of business, but that cane snake.
I be scared of cane snake.
A cane snake won't bite you. He won't bite you. He's right by you. If you go in his way, he'll stop and let you go on by.
Well,
that black snake, that black snake is just like some people. If he see you, he get out your way. That's not that quick. That's what you call a black snake, a black snake and a black runner. I used to call people. I hear folks say that. I ain't never seen no coarse whoop, but I've been with more times than I got better than tow and kill these coarse whoops. They gets along all right, so they coarse whoop them, they lock around you, hold you down, they whoop you to death. There ain't a thing but a lot of people used to tell about that. Hmm. And they ain't so about that. Here's coarse whoop, gets along from here to that door yard. It's long enough here, and got a latch on his. On his whoop, that's like a whoop.
Mm-hmm.
On his tail, that's like a whoop.
I hear people tell. Yeah. I hear somebody tell, say one time they hear one, he was around a tree and said, take that tail and whoop that tree.
Yeah,
that too.
I hear that, but
I don't know whether it's true or not.
Yeah, so. That's the tail to keep children back down them days. If you told them child and thing like that, there's a coarse whoop in the woods up there. You couldn't throw him up there. Couldn't grieve and throw him up there with a slingshot. No, sure.
That's your life. Children used to come up dumb.
Yeah.
Because, you know, somebody have a baby, and they tell me they got him out the stump. Me and my brother.
Tommy, I left it.